Unit 2. When Teenage Behavior Gets Out of Hand. Pages 26 to 28. Part 1. Access to Information from Written Texts. Read the excerpt from a radio documentary below, and then answer questions 1 to 7.
At 16, British teen Janet Bingham, not her real name, was becoming increasingly rebellious. It began with a complete change in her appearance. Her unkempt dyed black hair hung around her face and practically covered her eyes. She wore heavy makeup and lined her eyes and her lips in black. Black jeans, a black t-shirt, and a collection of tattoos and piercings completed her look. Her parents turned to a therapist, who suggested ignoring it for a while and waiting to see what happened. They tried. At first, her parents said nothing, understanding that as teens search for their own identity, they frequently go through radical but temporary changes in their appearance. Then, however, the problem became much more than Janet's unconventional appearance.
She began staying out late on school nights, sometimes until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And when her parents attempted to ground her, she would sneak out to meet her new group of very disagreeable friends. Janet barely spoke to her mom and dad at all, and when she did, her remarks were mostly rude and offensive. It soon reached the stage where the only communication between Janet and her parents took place during their frequent fights. They discussed sending Janet for counseling, but she refused to cooperate. Nor would she speak to their pastor or her Uncle Kyle, two people who had been very important figures in Janet's life when she was growing up. As Janet's grades slipped, every day brought telephone calls from the school principal or counselor.
Coming to the conclusion that her daughter was on a path of self-destruction and was rapidly approaching the point of no return, Janet's mother knew she needed to take drastic action. Searching the internet, she found thousands of sites recommending an innovative solution: boot camps, military-style camps for out-of-control teens. These short-term, high-intensity camps are designed to give troubled kids structure in their lives and help them succeed in changing their behavior using military-style discipline. After considerable research, she chose a camp called Shady Oaks in Texas in the United States. Janet believed she was going on a family trip to the States when she boarded the plane for Texas with her mom and dad. However, in a few hours, she was shocked to find herself in a large compound that resembled an army base, where together with 450 other problem teenagers, she would be forced to follow a set of strict rules, do tough physical training, study hard, work hard, and get used to living with harsh discipline. Janet was even more shocked to learn that her parents were leaving her for an undetermined period of time at Shady Oaks, where she would not be allowed to do anything, not even eat or sleep or talk, without permission. She was given a brief orientation session, during which she was told just what she was and was not allowed to do, and what the consequences for inappropriate behavior would be. She would soon learn that every minute of her day was planned. She would learn that discipline was immediate and consistent. She would learn that she had to remain at Shady Oaks until she proved herself worthy of being allowed to graduate and go home to start her new life.
Janet got off to a rocky start at Shady Oaks. It took her 2 months before she earned the privilege of speaking to her mother on the phone for 3 minutes. Nevertheless, in the end, she did fall into the rhythm of the camp. Amazingly, she began looking forward to each new challenge and taking pleasure in each new accomplishment.
Shady Oaks is like many other teen boot camps or residential behavior modification treatment facilities, as some people prefer to call them. No matter what they are called, everything in places like Shady Oaks is based on a system of earning privileges through appropriate behavior and participation in planned activities. Only by taking part and doing what they are told can participants earn such things as a chocolate bar after dinner or a 3-minute phone call home. Participants wear uniforms, work hard at chores around the camp, study, undergo rigorous military-style instruction, and engage in physical challenges, such as long marches and wilderness or survival training. They learn acceptable behavior, as well as skills needed to deal with people and with life on the outside. Some camps also provide group and individual treatment for teens with emotional problems.
Boot camps began in the U.S. years ago as an alternative to prisons for juvenile offenders. The concept has many critics, who claim that boot camp is nothing more than a quick fix for some very serious problems. They insist that the camps do not deal seriously with the problems that caused the unacceptable behavior which brought the teen to the camp in the first place. They emphasize that while teens may do whatever they have to do to get through their time at the camp, its effectiveness in bringing about long-term, permanent change is doubtful at best.
Despite the critics, if you ask Janet's mother, she'll tell you that boot camp gave her her daughter back. Graduating after 15 months, Janet has returned home and gotten a job and a new group of friends. She is taking night courses to complete her high school education and plans to volunteer at a local teen crisis hotline. She sees a bright future for herself.